The unknown and the ethereal multiple musical notes will start with music that captures a sense of mystery and spiritual searching. First, let's talk about Alice Coltrane's Journey in Satchitananda from 1971. This is a beautiful fusion of spiritual jazz and Indian classical music, inspired by the Guru Swami Satchitananda, who focused on inner peace and divine consciousness. It's a perfect example of music as a vehicle for a spiritual quest. Then there's Vangelis's To the Unknown Man from 1977. Known for his cinematic and cosmic compositions, Vangelis uses this track to explore the vastness of the unknown, reflecting themes of human exploration, mystery, and existential longing. In the 1980s, Kitaro's theme from Silk Road blended Japanese electronic music with traditional Asian influences. Written for a documentary, this piece evokes the mysticism and cultural richness of ancient trade routes, creating a peaceful, adventurous mood. And a few years later, Enya's Caribbean Blue from 1991 brought a dreamy, ethereal New Age sound. Inspired by romanticism, mythology, and nature, it uses references to Greek mythology to create a surreal, celestial atmosphere. Finally, Enigma's Return to Innocence from 1994 fused Gregorian chant with tribal elements. The song's message is about purity and spiritual rebirth, with a famous indigenous chant from Taiwan's Amos people adding a universal connection to its theme, the future that wasn't rocket now. Let's look at some futuristic ideas that never quite panned out. The concept of rocket mail in the 1930s and 50s imagined a world where letters and parcels were delivered by rockets. However, the idea was wildly impractical and dangerous, with rockets being expensive, limited in payload, and prone to explosions. While we'll likely never get mail this way, the concept lives on in modern space cargo ideas, like SpaceX's plans for Earth-to-Earth transport. Then there's the flying car, a decades-long symbol of the future that has faced major hurdles like safety, cost, noise, and regulation. While the dream of personal flying vehicles remains, recent prototypes for electric air taxis suggest that this might become a shared service rather than a personal car. A similar story can be told about maglev trains. These magnetic levitation trains are incredibly fast, smooth, and efficient, but the infrastructure costs are astronomical, making them too expensive to build without massive government investment. Music's optimistic view of the 90s peace symbol hash in contrast to these failed futuristic projects. Music from the 1990s often celebrated a feeling of optimism as the Cold War ended and a new millennium approached. A.M.S. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine, from 1987, despite its title, captured a sense of calm and hopeful anticipation as global tensions eased. Jesus Jones's Right Here, Right Now, from 1991 marveled at living through historic events like the fall of communism. It celebrated a feeling that the present was extraordinary and the future would be even better. Michael Jackson's Heal the World in 1991 turned this optimism into a humanitarian message, suggesting that art could inspire real-world change for a better century ahead. As the year 2000 approached, Will Smith's Will 2K framed the millennium not as a doomsday event, but as a global party. Embracing the excitement of a new era, this music perfectly captures the feeling of a decade that truly believed the best was yet to be.